This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Shelley Moore Capito and Joe Manchin joined four other U.S. senators on Wednesday to unveil new legislation aimed at pushing back on proposed federal clean air regulations. Jesse Wright reports.
Standing beside four other Republican senators and Democrat Joe Manchin, Shelley Moore Capito introduced the Affordable Reliable Energy Now Act at a press conference in Washington, D.C. The bill is an effort to roll back provisions of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's proposed Clean Power Plan. The plan's goal is to achieve a 30% reduction in emissions from existing coal-fired power plants by 2030. It could be finalized by the middle of this year. Among other things, Capito's bill would suspend the plan's compliance dates pending the outcome of litigation in federal courts. West Virginia is one of several states challenging the legality of the EPA's authority to enforce the plan. Perhaps most importantly, the bill would give states the power to opt out of the EPA's plan if the governor decides it's not in the state's best interest. Senator Manchin says the federal government has joined with states and industry on other major initiatives, but he hasn't seen that kind of partnership with the Clean Power Plan.
Why all of a sudden now does it stop? Because they don't like coal? They've been using, depending on it, for 100 years, but now they don't want to use it anymore.
Manchin says he'll work to convince his fellow Democrats to support the bill. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright.
And this is West Virginia Morning at 7:45. Some frost this morning in the higher elevations. Partly sunny today. Temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Increasing cloudiness tonight with lows in the 50s. There's a chance of rain and thunderstorms on Friday with highs in the 70s and low 80s.
Support for our weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents available at erieinsurance.com. Support is also provided by Alpine Heritage Preservation, presenting Art Spring 2015, a tour of the arts in Tucker County. Memorial Day weekend, details at artspringwv.com. West Virginia, wild and wonderful.
On Monday, we updated you about the financial and facility issues facing the West Virginia schools for the deaf and blind. The schools, working with the West Virginia Board of Education, went to lawmakers this year looking for help in those areas, but the legislatively approved fixes were vetoed by Governor Tomlin. Now, the state board, at the direction of the governor, is commissioning a study to look at the viability of the schools in the future. Ashton Mara explains.
The steps West Virginia lawmakers took during the 2015 session to aid the schools for the deaf and blind were twofold. First, they approved a bill allowing the schools to apply for major improvements and needs-based funding from the West Virginia School Building Authority. The agency provides added funds to county school systems to build new schools or complete major projects. Second, the legislature approved a $1.5 million supplemental appropriation for the schools. Superintendent Dr. Lynn Boyer, who heads the schools for the deaf and blind, says that money would have been used to update and add additional classrooms to the current secondary schools for the deaf, moving the elementary school students into the same building. Both the SBA bill and supplemental funding were vetoed by Governor Tomlin. Boyer recapped what was contained in the veto message to the state board Wednesday.
His direction to this board was that they commission an independent, objective assessment of the schools for the deaf and blind, both its facilities and its instructional planning.
Working with representatives of the state board, Department of Education, and the governor's office, Boyer reported the initial plans for the independent study. It includes gathering data on academic achievement and student enrollment, among many other areas, but also commissioning three national experts in the fields of deaf or hard of hearing and blind or visually low education.
We are inviting three outside field experts that would be addressing the questions of future and cutting-edge delivery practices in both the education of children who are deaf, hard of hearing, and those who are visually impaired or blind in the next 10 years.
Those experts are estimated to receive $2,000 each for their involvement in the process. Overall, the governor asked that the study inform him on the projected outlook and trends for the school's populations now and in the future. He also wants detailed information on how the needs of that population can be met through both facilities and educational programming. 2 years ago, the state board asked Dr. Boyer to gather much of the same data when they considered moving the schools from their current location in Romney. Ultimately, the board chose not to move the schools. The board's vice president, Mike Green, doesn't expect the study to garner any new information, though. Just allow both the board and the governor to take a closer look at the schools themselves.
There's nothing really new. We're going to put all the issues on the table and evaluate all issues just like we did in the past. It's a brand new, clean slate. We'll take a good, hard look at it and make an appropriate decision.
Dr. Boyer says State Superintendent of Schools Dr. Michael Martirano is heavily involved in the process and wants to see the study completed quickly. Boyer plans to have the draft report ready to present to the board during their June meeting, with the final report to the governor by mid-July. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.